One of the things you learn every time you travel is to welcome the unexpected. Because no matter how much you plan how you think things are going to go, the one thing I can promise is they're not going to go exactly that way. But with that comes amazing wonders and blessings and a reminder of how important it is to be present in your life in the moment you're in right now, wherever it is you are, and to find that presence of those blessings. Oh, we had blessings of adventures. I got to go pray in front of some Magdalene relics in Rome. Lane got to speak Spanish at a couple of ports in Spain, which just brought him great joy. And coming back on the boat, we had 5 days at sea to just relax. And it was just such a wonderful reminder of how life, in the midst of everyday life, has periods of activity and periods of rest and replenishment. And to remember to include all of those in your life. Our culture tells us to rush, 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 hurry, hurry. What have you gotten done today? And when you go on a spiritual pilgrimage or a vacation, or you just go to North Beach and step out of the day-to-day things you're doing in your life, Spirit is there to meet you and replenish you and surprise you. There was something that came as an amazing surprise. Sarah and I, on one of the days when we were staying in Czechia, I'm still learning how to pronounce that one, and Lane and Jim stayed there, and Sarah and I went into Rome together for the day, and we had identified some things we definitely wanted to see, and she had written a book, so we definitely wanted to go see the Transfiguration that's in one of the rooms at the Vatican, and so she had arranged tickets for us to get to be able to go in. And I would highly recommend that if you ever go. And so we got our driver, we got there. We were supposed to be there around 9, but we were there by 8. And he knew exactly where we were supposed to be dropped off to meet with the tour thing that she had signed up for, which was just us going and doing what we wanted. It wasn't one of the guided tour things. And so we meet the lady, and then we're standing there, and she says, "You know what? You all, here's your ticket. Go ahead and go start getting in line to go in." It wasn't really hardly open yet. 8 in the morning, 8:15, we're queuing up for something that's not supposed to open until 9. And so we get in, no lines. We go to the area that is where the Transfiguration by Raphael is, to go meditate in front of it together. And the guards say, "We're sorry, it's not open yet. Come back in about 20 minutes and it'll be open." And so we went and looked for coffee, couldn't find coffee. So we said, "You know what? We would both love to see the Sistine Chapel again. Maybe being here early, we could do that." I'd seen it once many years ago with my mother, and it was like this. You could kind of look up and you didn't have to worry about falling because it was literally people on both sides all around you. And so we walk, and it is a long walk. Got lots of exercise that day across this huge complex, up and down stairs, this way, that way. And then we come into an anteroom, and the guards are there, and there's a door that is closed. And that's the entrance to go into the Sistine Chapel. And he said, "That will be opening soon in about another, 20, 25 minutes. So we stood there. We said, "We want to stay." And he looked at our tickets And apparently you had to pay an upcharge if you wanted to see the Sistine Chapel that we hadn't done. And I just said, oh, we want so much to go in there and pray. And the guard looked at me and said, get right over there. We'll get you in. And so Sarah and I waited. Going to get all choked up. And we waited, and then the doors opened, and we got to go in. We were in the first dozen people to step into the Sistine Chapel that morning. And so we were able to really look at it and move around. And then I went to the very center, underneath the famous God touching Adam life. The image behind that actually is the human brain consciousness that sparked. And I prayed there. Sarah and I gave each other a blessing. And then I stood there and prayed for each and every one of you. It was like our little circle came right into the very heart of the Sistine Chapel. And I sent you all blessings. And so it just was amazing. We then left. Transfiguration was now open. And then we go back out to meet our driver. And it's about 2 hours later. And there is a line around the Vatican that's approximately 5 hours long to get in. Blessings. Blessings everywhere. It was so cool. It was just, and to be able to, even though you all were physically thousands of miles away, you were there in that moment with me in my heart. And to me, that's one of the things that is so wonderful about sitting at table with souls who are kindred souls. No matter where you journey, you get to share the blessings with each other and with one another. That's what life is about. It's about bringing your blessings and growing them through the course of your life and then offering them. I want to thank all of you for your support in letting me replenish my well. I didn't realize how exhausted I was from the pandemic and all of the different pastoral things that were going on that I was carrying. And someone gifted me with some euros to buy something special with. I had just left the Vatican and we were going over to the Pantheon, and we're going down all these little streets, and we see this really interesting little jewelry shop. You know, with my mother, I've got great travel shopping angels. And so I went into this little shop, and this necklace, I've got the name of the stone written down at home. It's pale green. And I saw it, and I just instantly, my heart just opened, and I thought, this is my totem. My gift from the experience of prayer that I was blessed with this morning. And so I wrote down the name, got the necklace, been wearing it ever since, looked it up online on my computer that night. And this is the stone of connecting with spirit, connecting with others beyond regular dimensional connections. And it is the stone to heal the healer and bless the blesser. All of that, and it's just, that happens for all of us all the time. We just have to notice. Just notice. Someone may smile at you at QFC or the co-op that you don't even know, but that smile makes all the difference. Someone has a challenge health-wise, an entire community rallies and is present. Lane and I were not able to use our phones and connect at all via our phones during the trip when we were over in Europe because of the phone service that we've got. And I was in bed and it was a little after midnight and my phone suddenly chirped with a message. And we're on the boat. No signal. And it chirps. And I went and checked it. And it was a message from Beverly letting me know what was going on here with Ida and how everyone had rallied. An impossible connection, supposedly, because I'd been trying. And for spirit, we're so connected that spirit knew I needed to know that. And so beyond the usual consumer cellular phone signals, Ida and all of you sent me a signal, and I instantly went into prayer with all of you. And so it just shows how we are woven together in ways that are just amazing. It's my joy to serve here. It's my joy to minister here, to just be present and walk through life and all the things life brings with all of you. So I thank you for entrusting me with what I do here and with being so supportive that allows me to continue to grow and to have experiences that remind me of the beauty of our connection and the beauty of the presence of spirit. Thanksgiving. I love living in a country that has one day that is just about Thanksgiving and gratitude. But every day is actually a Thanksgiving day, a day to always live in gratitude. Jesus said, be in the world, but not of the world. I've always loved that. I just gave you a couple of examples of how I was in the world and yet not of the world. These amazing spiritual things happen. And it's just us having the ears to hear and the eyes to see. And so it's being embodied and present in the world, but it's also being ensouled, where you see the deeper weavings, the deeper connections, the deeper and brighter little sparks of light that unite all of us. Myrtle Fillmore in How to Let God Help You said, heaven and earth listen and respond to the soul that is quickened into praise and thanksgiving. The great masters say, if you practice only one spiritual practice, let it be gratitude. Because if you're in gratitude, you're embracing all that has been, all that is, and all that is yet to be. You're in a place of grace. You're in a place of recognizing and acknowledging the blessings that are always and ever with us. There is a wonderful piece that Charles Fillmore wrote that was on the fourth dimension, unpublished writings, but a couple of my classmates and I went into the archives and one of us discovered this piece that was unpublished by Charles Fillmore. And in it, he says this, those of us who have discovered that humanity has been endowed with every good thing, find that by rejoicing, thanksgiving, and gratitude, we open the door to higher things. The minute you just recognize that presence and say thank you, the fact that we got an hour early to the Vatican. Thank you. Consciously, this woman is here to help us. Thank you. We get in and then the guard does us the kindness of letting us go in. That presence that is ever and always there. I've always loved 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of the divine. Rejoice always, Pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances. We had some challenges on the trip, as well as magical moments in the Sistine Chapel. We hit Rome, and they brought Lane a part of the way and then just kind of abandoned us. And we had to get to a whole different area for the next connecting flight on to Rome. And miracles happened. We ended up having this lovely man that helped us get to the gate. He can't remember. Anyway, this delightful guy who turned out is married to a nurse. He was this angel. And while we were waiting, we ended up meeting two other couples that we're staying in touch with in the future, that just, we happened to land in the same place at the same time. So with those challenges, it's frustrating. And I've got to admit, my first response was, say what? You're leaving us here? To, okay, take a breath, ground, realize that this is an opportunity to just see what the adventure of life, the great mystery, is going to bring you next. Because life does that. And when we can open to receive and rejoice always, whether what is happening is what we expected or unexpected, whether it feels like this great blessing or this great challenge, the presence of the divine is always and forever there with us. So to rejoice always is to just recognize we swim in a sea of blessings. To pray without ceasing is to engage with the presence of those blessings in a personal way, where you become a co-creator with the divine. Pray without ceasing simply means that you are doing your best to connect with that divine presence in whatever the unfoldings are. And give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances, give thanks. Appreciate and recognize the blessings that are always there. If you want to shift your life, begin with settling into this presence. And in this wonderful book, The Gentle Art of Blessing, that David, I know, spoke on and introduced me to, he reminds us that if you are blessing and focused on blessings, you can't judge. At the same time, you can bless or you can judge. I don't know about you, but I know which one makes me feel better, regardless what's happening and what's going on, is to connect with those blessings. And so it's recognizing, as we ask and open, to begin that process of asking, becoming aware, looking and noticing the blessings, and giving thanks in advance, because that's what draws those blessings in even more. And then consciously bless things yourself. Praying without ceasing is offering blessings to someone you see on television who perhaps is in the Ukraine. Your prayer in that moment may be the spark of light that makes all the difference in the world for them. We don't realize how powerful our prayers are. Your prayers rang my cell phone when nothing else would. Yes. And so that praying without ceasing is blessing people and situations, even if we don't understand them. It's having that higher view where we are embodied and present in the world, and yet we also allow ourselves to be ensouled. So give thanks in all circumstances. and appreciate whatever is going on. Always start, if there's something new you want in your life, always start with that intention, but noticing what is already present to bless you for whatever the next step is. And then as you step into those blessings, you co-create with the divine. As you bless yourself and others and situations and possibilities, and then you close your eyes and you allow spirit to bring you the miracles that will come when you simply open to recognize that there are, as our favorite song, unknown blessings already on their way. Our world is filled with that. So I'd like to close with a beautiful blessing for yourself. This is the last prayer, last blessing in the book, The Gentle Art of Blessing. So I invite you to settle in for a moment and receive this gift as we sit at the table of thanksgiving, of spiritual community, of Anamkara soul friends. It is fitting that the last blessing in this book be for yourself, given in the spirit of Zephaniah 3:17. Infinite Mother Love, I bless myself as the smile of thy great love, as the song of thy infinite goodness, as the stream of thy refreshing truth. I bless myself in the discernment that enables me to realize that I am a stream, a song, a smile to all those I meet as they are for me. I bless myself in my guiltless innocence, in my full joy that none can rob or erode. I bless myself in my peace that is as deep as the ocean and as calm as the lake at dusk. Use and reinvent this blessing each day, adding qualities you especially wish to express, remembering that as the reflection, the smile of God, you already have all these qualities as a part of you. They do not have to be added on, but simply unveiled. Enjoy the unveiling, dear friend. It will become the greatest discovery in your existence. Oh, sweet, sweet spirit, let us see the wonder and the beauty and the miracles all around us, no matter where the journey takes us. Let us be willing to be the embodied presence of the divine, but also to ensoul ourselves and others in our shared world with a recognition of the spiritual dimensions that are blessings all around us at every level of being. Let this week be a week of rejoicing, praying without ceasing as we bless one another, and giving thanks in all circumstances. For as we do this, the presence of the divine comes alive in each of us, in our perceptions, in our experiences, and in the world that we are so blessed to share. Oh, for this week of thanksgiving, we go forth remembering to recognize and give thanks for our blessings received and the blessings shared each day on this soul journey we call life. May each one be blessed and blessing always. And so it is. Om, amen, and blessed be.